Spring forward to the El Paso Spring Home Show as it returns to the El Paso Convention Center next weekend on January 27th through January 29th, featuring simple, smart, and sustainable living in a gorgeous small space. El Pasoans can walk through a fully furnished and landscaped display to see what the tiny home rage is all about. Tiny homes are just a part of the show. Here to give us a look at the entire event is show manager Kevin Linville. And here to talk tiny homes is Jason Glass of New Start Homes. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Great to be
here. Maria, good afternoon. This is Kevin Linville. We're back here this year with our annual Home, Lawn, and Garden Show coming up next weekend, starting Friday the 27th, and it runs all weekend, 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's a big show. I'm really excited. We love the El Paso market. I love putting this event on, and this year things have just gotten bigger. And I know I'm sitting here with Jason from New Start Tiny Homes, and I guess, Jason, kind of tell me a little about what you've got this year featured in the show.
Well, this year, Kevin, we're going to be displaying a 12 by 44 box tiny home. It's going to be our top-selling tiny home out of the models that we offer. We had the same home in display there last year and did very well with it. We also have two-bedroom options available. These homes have been selling really good for us this last year. Plenty of people have been using them, you know, for college kids, in-laws, guest housing, using it in them in their backyards.
The mother-in-law suite, I mean, if you guys ship to Missouri, I would take one of those. I would put it in my backyard for my mother-in-law, if that's possible. If not, I understand.
We can do it, but you're going to have a heavy freight charge.
but really, tell us about the tiny home craze, because, I mean, you're doing it here in El Paso, and you said, you know, you have a lot of people that are, looking to live simply. You know, you're talking about college students.
Well, I think everybody's trying to find everywhere to save a dollar these days, and especially in the housing market with everything we've gone through. So this really hits that little niche there. It's a really inexpensive housing that you can put almost anywhere. You know, wheel it into a backyard if you got a lot of acreage, set it up. You know, hunting cabins as well. A lot of different opportunities to use this home in. So.
And you had also mentioned that because it's below 500 square feet that the kind of rules behind it are...
Yes, actually it's under 400 square feet, so it doesn't fall under HUD code. So it's not going to fall into any kind of code into a city or anything like that. You can put it in a backyard. It's basically listed as storage unit. So,
and then people live in them. But the layouts are incredible. You know, I was looking through your website, and you have three different types.
We do.
And I saw that you can do a lot with a little.
We have a duplex model that's going to be a split bedroom with a utility room in the middle with the washer and dryer hookups. Those are perfect for oil field housing or hunting cabins. And of course, the one bedrooms are more in the line for like a college kid living in or in-law or something like that.
And you were saying that a lot of people in El Paso are using them, and mainly kind of San Eli, Socorro, areas are doing very well with them.
We'll deliver all through the Southwest, but definitely down in the lower valley we're hitting that very well. Socorro, Fabens, San Elizario, all the way up to Van Horn, up in Las Cruces, up to Deming, and outside of Albuquerque as well. So.
Have you ever lived in a tiny home or tried it out?
I walk them about every day at work. So,
are you surprised by the space and how you all are able to kind of engineer it? Or how do you come up with those floor plans? It looks super efficient.
Yeah, our manufacturer actually should take that credit. I didn't design them. We just sell them. But they did a very great job. Very economical. They're 12 feet wide, where a lot of your tiny homes built from other manufacturers are going to be 10 feet wide, just built on a regular trailer frame. So that's another thing that we're going to have. We have a Texas-sized tiny home. So it's going to be 12 by 44. So
it's like a jumbo shrimp.
Yes.
We have bigger Texas.
Yeah. Larger sidewalls. Everything's bigger in Texas. So when you come through and tour the home at the show, you can definitely feel the size of it.
Yeah, because you all managed to get, you know, a living room in there. There's a kitchen, you know, the bedroom, bathroom, and it just... doesn't feel so tiny when you're looking at them.
Yeah, we have a full bath in there too. So not one of those little RV shower tub combos or something like that you got to squeeze into. So it's full-size bath, full-size bedroom, a good living room space, and a built-in kitchenette too. So
now, Kevin, you are talking about homes of all sizes, and you see them big, small, and, you know, all the options that people can do with living. How, as you travel across the nation, how have you seen the tiny home kind of evolve, if you will?
Actually, and that's a great question. We put on 25 events from El Paso, Texas, up through Des Moines, Iowa. I've got a big show going on this weekend, actually, here in Colorado Springs, southern Kansas, central Kansas, Missouri, and up through Des Moines. The tiny home craze has really taken off. We tend to feature tiny homes in a lot of my, actually, I'm sorry, all of my home shows, and I've actually incorporated them into some of my other shows. And like Jason mentioned, you've got so many people out there that are looking to downsize, get rid of a lot of the clutter that we have. Maybe I just need some additional living space for, you know, a family member that's moving in, whether it be elderly or an in-law or a college student. I mean, the craze has just taken off. And the thing I really like about what Jason mentioned there is I see a lot of these tiny homes that are on a trailer frame. They're 10 feet wide. The additional 2 feet, you know, sitting on a solid frame can make a world of difference in the amount of space that you have. It's just unbelievable.
And you'll have a lot of your HGTV stars at the show as well. Do they give any advice on how to live in small spaces?
Actually, yes, they do. Jennifer Bertrand is back with us by popular demand. She is an HGTV Design Star winner, actually here locally where I'm from in Kansas City, Missouri. She'll be there with me on Friday and Saturday. And then I've got Lori March is another HGTV Design Star winner who'll be giving seminars all day on Saturday. And both of my HGTV Design Star winners are doing seminars on how to live small, design small, work with what you have. Let's repurpose, reuse, rebuild versus throwing away, buying new.
And it seems like it's more popular, especially with, I would guess, like your younger crowd. You know, you have your young folks that are, you know, really conscious. And then you have your older generations who are, again, like you said, looking to downsize and maybe the family wants to take them on. I think, Jason, you mentioned you saw a lot of that.
Yeah, definitely. Young couples as well, you know, young couples that are just looking to start a family and build a life. It's a great way to not build a tremendous amount of debt and, you know, build a house around them and start at that and later on move on. So
yeah, right. You can have your own space. You don't have to live with the in-laws.
Yes. Exactly.
You can live on their lot.
Like I said, Jason, you know, if you can ship one of those to Missouri here, you know, that way I can keep my in-laws out of the house. I didn't say that. My wife's not listening, so we're fine here.
Well, but it seems like that's a popular use.
Oh, yes. That's a very popular use. Everybody's coming in wanting to, like you said, find that extra space for, you know, that extra bedroom that you're looking for and giving them their own space to live in as well.
Yeah. This is your second time being a part of this show?
Yes. We were in the show last year. It was the first year we had the model out and we were displaying it. And since last year, we've sold over 15 units. So
wow, so there's 15 tiny homes out in El Paso somewhere.
Yes.
And it seems like, you know, you all were talking about the markets before we came on the air, but it seems like this is going to be a good year for all size homes.
We think so. We think the housing market is jumping up tremendously. Everything's going up. Prices of all homes are going up. Interest rates are going up, and those are good signs. So.
And one of the things, you know, you're absolutely correct there, Jason. You know, one of the things that as a consumer show company we're seeing is new home builders that are coming back around and starting to build new homes.
Definitely.
And that's kind of one of the little indicators out there that really not only helps you guys out, but it helps the economy out in the fact that consumers are getting a little bit more confident. That, you know, there for a number of years, everybody was kind of struggling and had to go instant remodeler and instant deck builder, which put a real big strain on the professional remodelers and the deck builders out there. But we're seeing more and more new home construction start to come around. And that's not only here in my El Paso show, that's in every market that we're in.
And you see those trends. I mean, real life trend watcher there, Kevin.
Absolutely, yes.
So tell us about what we can expect to see at the show. I mean, I know we got the tiny homes, but you've got a whole convention center to fill. So fill us in on the rest of it.
And we are wall to wall in this building. You know, I got hundreds of innovative ideas for not only inside, but outside your home as well. I've got some big, beautiful landscapes coming in here this weekend. This is one of the new things that I've got this year is fully functioning landscapes that you can tour, that you can walk through. In addition to that, I've got two HGTV Design Star winners, as well as informational and educational seminars going on throughout the entire weekend.
Now, Jason, if somebody here locally is interested in a tiny home, how do they find you? Because you're the guy.
Definitely. We have a lot located in Horizon City, actually, just off of I-10. It's exit 37. You'll take the loop around and can't miss us on your right-hand side of the gateway. We have three tiny homes on display right now at that lot. And then we just opened a Las Cruces location January 2017. So it's on 1925 South Valley Drive. And we're hoping to get some inventory up there within the next couple of weeks. And you can reach us on the phone at 915-852-8882 or visit our website at newstarthomesep.com, as well as our tiny home website, which is tinyhomeselpaso.com.
Now, Kevin, how do people get tickets to the show?
You can go online. You can visit me at homeshowelpaso.com, or you can find tickets, where to buy tickets, on my Facebook page at Home Show El Paso on Facebook. Also, you can download a buy one, get one free coupon off my website. One of the great things about this show is, I mean, we've got something for everybody. If you're looking for, you know, interior design tips, if you're looking for carpet, if you're looking for new furniture, if you're looking for, you know, to upgrade windows, doors, siding, if you're looking to get your HVAC fixed, you know, my electrical bill was a little bit high this summer and now my heat bill is the same way, or if you're looking for, you know, decorative stamped concrete, if you're looking for artificial grass. In addition to that, I mean, we've got, like I said, there is truly something here for everybody, from simple in-home decorating tips, candles, up to new home construction and complete home construction with the tiny homes here.
Well, you heard it here. You've got a lot of options when you check out the El Paso Spring Home Show. And you can meet your very own tiny home and talk to Jason there. And if you're ready to make that move, you can do that as well. Today, my guests have been show manager Kevin Linville and Jason Glass of New Start Homes. Thank you so much for coming on State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.